Welcome to the Dickens Exercise. This exercise will transform your limiting beliefs into more empowering beliefs. I want you to feel your positive and negative feelings. Be willing to feel your emotions. You should be very clear in your mind which limiting belief or beliefs you'll be working on today. Before we dive into the process, I want to make sure you have an uninterrupted amount of time blocked. It is vital to finish the process because you don't want to stop partway through. Please don't pause this exercise. Once we start, we'll go in very deep, and you'll want to take it to completion. You'll also need to be in a private place to do this exercise so that you'll not feel self-conscious. It is essential that you fully engage with the process without worrying about what anyone else thinks. Let's begin. Take a long, slow, deep breath. Close your eyes and let's go on a journey together. As you hear the sound of my voice, you can begin to go deep within yourself. You'll start to contact your unconscious mind. I invite you to think about and feel the consequences of this limiting belief or beliefs, both past and present. What have you been experiencing as a result of this limiting belief? Feel the emotional cost that this belief has had on your life. What has it cost you in terms of your relationships? What has it cost you in terms of your finances, your physical body, your level of happiness, your level of fulfillment? What are you losing? What are you missing out on by believing this belief? Look and be honest with yourself. Allow yourself to feel the loss. Allow yourself to feel the pain of carrying this limiting belief around. What does it cost you in terms of your self-esteem? What do you regret most as a result of believing this belief? What does it do to your self-confidence? Does it create doubt to have this belief? How do you feel about yourself when you live by this belief? Don't you feel less powerful? How does this belief affect your energy level? How does your reflection appear in the mirror when you feel the weight of this disempowering belief pulling you down? Feel the pain. And notice how it affects all the areas of your life. If you're feeling present to the cost that this limiting belief has had on your life, then keep listening to the recording. If you're not feeling it, pause the recording, get a pen and paper, and write down everything you've missed. Consider the bad experiences this limiting belief has led to and everything you've missed out on in your life up to this point. Keep writing until you get clear about what this limiting belief has cost you. Then come back and continue the recording. Make sure you drag with you all of the limiting feelings. Pile them one by one on top of each other. Imagine them as a big snowball weighing down upon your back that is getting bigger and bigger. All the missed opportunities, all the pain, all the frustration, all the anger. Now, imagine yourself 5 years into the future as you look in the mirror. Take a look at your face. Imagine seeing yourself after having lived with this limiting belief for 5 years without having changed it. What price will you pay? Do you look younger or older? More or less alive? More or less energized? Think about it. See it and feel it. Be there. What has the cost to your self-esteem been? How do you feel about yourself after having lived for a full 5 years with this disempowering belief without changing it? How do you appear physically? Have you tried to distract yourself with food or drugs or alcohol? What has this cost you in your relationships? What are the things you should have done but gave up on because of the fear caused by this limiting belief? What do you say to yourself? Now step 10 years into the future. Drag 10 years of disappointment with you. 10 years of failure. One failure building upon another. Think about 10 years of all the things you missed. All the disappointment. Again, look in the mirror. Do you feel more or less alive? Stronger or weaker? Are you excited or depressed and disappointed? I want you to see right now what this belief causes. If you continue to believe this belief, this is your future. Does your body feel heavier or lighter? What do you say to yourself after living this entire decade like this? What did you give up? What did you give up emotionally? How much frustration have you experienced because of this lousy belief? How many things made you afraid? How many things did you give up? How much pain have you experienced because of this lousy belief? What has been the cost in terms of your relationships? Have you given up on obtaining that level of passion you knew you deserved way back then? How do your friends think about you? Feel the pain and make it real. Where are you? What has happened to you? What price did you pay for this lousy belief? Why didn't you go for it? What does it cost your family? Was it worth it? Now, step 20 years into the future. Drag 20 years of disappointment with you, one failure building on top of each other. Look at 20 years of all the things you've missed. Again, look in the mirror. Do you feel more or less alive? Stronger or weaker? Are you excited or depressed and disappointed? Does your body feel heavier? What do you say to yourself now that you've lived a good portion of your life under the weight of this limiting belief? Think about what a massive price you've paid. Look at yourself in the mirror. Who have you become due to this limiting belief and all the disappointment and failure that it created? What does it cost you in terms of your relationships? Again, look in that mirror. What relationships never even got started or ended tragically as a result? What did you give up? To what outcome did you resign yourself? Where are you? What has happened to you? Who did you become? Now, I want you to decide if you are willing to live this way. Are you willing to have this be your destiny? If this is painful enough that you're committed to never living this way again, then your brain will change your belief. If not, do whatever is necessary right now to increase the pain. Ask yourself the tough questions. Feel the pain. But realize that this is only a shadow of your potential future. All of this can change if you change your beliefs. Now, come back in time. Come back from the future to the present. Come back to today. Realize that none of this has happened yet. It doesn't have to happen if you make some changes. Shake your body loose. Stand up right now and shake your body loose. Take some deep breaths and shake it out. Interrupt this negative pattern. Get out of that state completely. Move your body in a new way now. Breathe in our new way. Because what has happened to you was a painful gift to move you to change your entire destiny. What will get you into a more positive state so you can decide what beliefs you want to have? What belief will empower you? Breathe and move the way you would if you were energized and excited and knew that you could create anything you want with your future. Because you know what? You can. Create that energy now. Stop and think, what is the opposite of that disempowering belief? If you want to install a new belief that will empower you, now is the time to do it, because there's a vacuum. We just destroyed that old belief. State the new belief in one sentence. Make it a phrase. It should be something that empowers you. Write it down quickly and state it in the present tense. Do that right now. Pause the tape if you need to, but don't take a lot of time. We want to capitalize on the momentum that we're building here. Stick with me. The next part is going to be fun. Write down your positive, empowering belief. Write down the one that feels good and right. Write down the one that you know is going to carry you into the future. It should be an empowering belief that you want to have. We now need to condition it in ourselves so it stays. There's a vacuum, a big hole without the old limiting belief. That hole enables you to install your new empowering belief. Close your eyes and think about how this new belief will transform the quality of your life. What will you gain by believing this new belief? How will you be happier? How will you be more successful? How will you be more successful financially and in your relationships? How will your physical body be transformed when this new belief begins to guide your daily actions? Imagine that you've lived with this new empowering belief for 5 years. Step 5 years in the future. Take all of the successes that you've achieved in those 5 years. Notice the positive, powerful impact that this new belief has had on your life. Where are you now after living a full 5 years with this belief? What have you gained? How is your life enhanced? How is your life more excellent? How has it enhanced your personality? How has it strengthened your confidence? What has it caused you to strive for and achieve? Now, look in the mirror again, like it's 5 years from now. After living for a full 5 years with this new empowering belief, are you smiling or frowning? Do you feel younger or older? Do you have more or less energy? Do you feel more joy, pleasure, and passion? Is there more excitement and love in your relationships or less? Notice how this new empowering belief has a ripple effect throughout your entire life. It has enhanced everything, and it's opened new doors to you that were previously closed. Notice how you've become a new person. You're changed. Notice how you've been able to impact the people around you positively because of this empowering belief. What's happened to you physically? Do you feel healthier, more alive, stronger? Do you have more energy? Can you turn on a positive emotional state instantly? What kind of role model have you become for others? What do you say to yourself after living this way for 5 years? What kind of internal self-talk do you have now? Isn't it beautiful? Notice how great it feels. Feel it right now. Look 10 years into the future. Notice how it feels to have lived for a full decade with this super empowering belief. A full decade of living in a way you know will create the life you want. Look in the mirror at your face. 10 years from now, do you have more energy? Isn't this who you are? There's no question anymore. Feel how good this feels. Feel all of the joy, power, maturity, pleasure, security, adventure. Imagine that you have a volume knob and that your good feelings are only at a 2 or 3, but this volume knob goes all the way up to 10. Turn it up. Turn it up right now. Amplify your feelings many times over. Allow yourself to feel the awesomeness of this new destiny. It all came from this empowering belief. Finally, I want you to come back to today. Look at both possible destinies, the one you were on before and the new one you're on now. As you compare them side by side, decide which one you are committed to living. Now you're on track to make this a reality. It's something that you can look forward to every day. So get jazzed up about your future. Be in and enjoy the present moment. You are on your way to living your dreams.